Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
800-800-7234. I am not already gone. I'm only halfway through. We've got another hour and a half of the program this morning. It is just a chill Eagles Saturday. Enjoying our recollection of Eagles. Number one selling album of all time anywhere, more so than ABBA's Greatest Hits, which, I mean, ABBA's Greatest Hits is a pretty fierce competition. But that 1970 to whatever Greatest Hits LP. But yeah, Glenn Frey kicked the can this morning.
Well, not this morning, but...
I mean, this week. Yeah. My cousin, Janie Beggs, I got to get her up here and tell her Eagles story. She was married to Glenn Frey for about 5 years. And she's... And I've told her this, like when we've been at parties and stuff, she starts rolling and telling me, because she was there during the glory days of their run. I need to get her in the studio and tell you guys what she's told me about living with him. It's pretty cool. 800-800-7234 or go to givemethevin.com. JD is on vacation this week and next week, and with JD goes Casey Kasem. For those of y'all who did not know, Casey Kasem is dead, yep. And JD is actually Casey
Kasem.
Well,
he channels him.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much him. He just channels him.
We had Artie Lane on the phone a minute ago, and then we lost him. I guess the snow killed him.
You know what? That's a possibility. And they're saying there's some power lines down, and there's people stranded on the Mid-Atlantic.
Maybe he finally did die. Austin, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What you got?
I've got a 2009 Saturn Aura.
Aura? Wait, is that the car?
Yeah.
Is it leather or cloth?
Leather. Brown leather.
How many miles?
81.
V6 or four-cylinder?
Ooh.
Don't know.
XE
or
yeah,
XR?
That's it. Let me go back behind my car and look.
I don't even know if they've got the tags on the back. So does it have a sunroof?
Yeah.
Does it have a
XR?
Does it have a clean Carfax, or do you know?
Yeah, it does.
Anything wrong with it?
No.
You know, does 3500 buy it?
I was thinking more 550.
Mm-hmm. That's retail. I'm wholesale. I'm not saying you're wrong. But the neat thing about me is I'll show up. I'll have a guy at your doorstep Monday with a check in his hand if you've got a title.
Okay. What, I mean, is it the miles that's bad? Or
No. It's just the Saturn. I mean, you know, they bankrupted back in 08, and they quit making them, and they're hard to get parts for, and they're just not an easy sell. That's all. Good car. But
I mean, if it looks nice, I mean, if I send you all the pictures, everything looks good, tell me, did you get a four?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, I'll
go to givemethevin.com, and if it's got a clean Carfax and a straight car, I'll write you a check for $4,000.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bam.
800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. Lars, you want to buy an Accord? I don't know if I can help you. I don't sell cars to the public, but I can maybe point you in the right direction.
I'm just asking about the price is okay. I think they're overcharging me.
Are you at the dealer right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you there at the dealer right now?
No. I'm not.
Is it a six-cylinder or four?
It's a four-cylinder.
Is it two-door or four-door?
Four.
Leather or cloth?
Cloth.
Sunroof, yes.
40,000 miles.
Sunroof, yay or nay?
No sunroof.
40 clicks.
No
sunroof. Okay, they paid, they've got 12 grand in this thing. Tops.
Hey.
So they probably gave 11 grand for it at the sale, or they traded for it at 10. And then they ran it through the shop, and they spent $800 on it. And then they packed it $500. 12 grand is what they own the car for. What do they want for it?
Can we guess?
17.
Oh, man. I was going to say 15.
Tell me it's one of those dealerships that, like, advertises, will treat you like family. Come
it's
see
a Honda dealership too. But
come right. see us. We'll treat you like family. Is it certified?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then they've got more than that in it because the certification package is another $1,000.
Still
so 11,
nice.
What'd I say, 11, 12, 12, 13. They may have, with pack, they may have 14 in it.
It's still.
You're not going to get it bought any cheaper as a certified Honda than less than 14. If you offered them 14,
okay,
you'd probably get it bought. What city are you in?
Houston.
Okay. I'm going to give you the number of a dude. You want the number of my dope man? You mean hook a brother
Ooh,
up?
You can hook him.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to get a pin.
Let me hook a brother up.
I'm here in a Kroger. Can I borrow a pen, please?
That's great.
Been here in a Kroger, in line at Kroger. Go ahead.
I'll give you the number to my drug dealer.
Go ahead.
Hang on just a second. Let me find it. Sam Vandergriff. There
Dope
it is.
Deal going down.
Okay.
Hopefully I get two deals.
214-336-1165. Mm-hmm. That's his cell number. 214-336-1165. Name Sam.
Okay.
Good dealers never give out their last names. And say the Wolf, say John Wolf gave me your number and said you won't screw me on a Honda. These guys are trying to pop me. And I live in Houston. Do y'all deliver? And he'll hook a brother up. He's got your stuff. He's got your weed, dog. He's got it. He's ready.
My first time listening to your show, by the way.
Oh, were you just scanning through the dial and tripped into it?
Well, no. I listen to sports radio all the time, and unfortunately, on Monday or Mondays, on the weekend, I got Time Tiner, which is home repair,
mm-hmm.
and then on the other one, I got outdoor. So I switched it to y'all because a buddy of mine actually works on y'all station on Thursdays, Henry Thomas. So.
Oh, good.
I'm here in Houston.
Cool. We've been doing this for 10 years total, and 5 years in Houston on this station. And
well, I'm used to listening to AM for sports radio, and then.
Oh, you're an AM guy? Yeah, good. Well, call Sam. He'll hook a brother up. Thanks for calling. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Kit, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey. How you doing this morning?
Just hanging, just half-assing it, just rolling.
Okay. I have a 2013 Ford F-150. Platinum.
Mm-hmm. Two-wheel drive or four?
Four-wheel drive. 5.0 liter.
Okay.
29,500 miles.
What color?
Black and stainless steel.
And does it have the power running boards or non-power running boards?
Yes. It does have a power
Typically, Platinums with power running boards have everything else. They've got the navigation, the sunroof, the works.
Yes. Everything.
All right. Everything. What you got? Everything. 31,000.
Everything you like.
31,000.
31,000.
Hmm? Does that work?
Okay. I was looking for a little more than that, but.
What are you looking for? 31,000. What are you looking for? I might give a little more.
About 34, 35.
You're looking a little long for me.
Not today.
But I would bump to 32.
Okay.
And like I said earlier to the guy, I mean, the difference between, can you get 33? Maybe. But will you have to run ads and jack with a bunch of people and they'll have to call the bank and talk to the wife and all the stuff that goes along with making a big purchase? Do you have a payoff?
Yes, it's mine. No. I paid all off already.
So you got a title. I got a check. I've got a check in hand. We could do a title for check swap. And I'm assuming this car's got a clean Carfax. If it's got a dirty Carfax, I'm like 28 grand.
Nah, man. I'm the first owner.
Okay. All right. Well, I will give, I'll give 32. If you'll sell it for 32, I'll get you a check Monday for 32.
Okay. Let me think about it. I go on the website and then.
All right, put it in there. Kick tires. Think about it. 800-800-RADIO. Go to givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com. Thanks, Kit. Just like what he did, you can go to givemethevin.com and do all that online. We have a room full of buyers that will just email you back an offer. We do our whole thing sight unseen. We're a virtual company. We're a .com, but it becomes real when we show up at your house with a trailer and a check.
For real.
For reals, dog.
No
lie. Remember,
lie.
All these numbers I'm throwing around, I'm assuming good Carfax. When it has accident history on the Carfax, right out of the gate, I discount them 20%, and then I start listening to the story. If the story's not bad and we can prove that, then it's going to get better. If it's got a blown airbag and it's on the Carfax, it's going to get worse. If it's got structural damage, frame damage, it's going to get worse. Hey, I know a guy, Charlie, get this. So he buys a $60,000 Lexus,
mm-hmm.
and it had some hail. He's a dealer. And, you know, when the hail guys repair hail, they drill holes to get their tools in to weird places.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they drill holes in weird places where you can't see it. Little itty-bitty holes.
Mm-hmm.
And they slide their dent tools in there, and they push all the dents out. Anyway, he sends it to Mannheim Auction to get a CR, condition report, because he's going to sell it at the auction. He does what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And they find one of the little holes where they did the hail repair. And they said, oh, it's in a structural point. And they tagged it frame and structural. So now the $60,000 car on the Carfax, if you pull the Carfax, it reads structural frame damage.
Oof. Oof.
And he can't get it off. That's a $20,000 heater off of that.
Just trying to do some PDR on it. Should have at least done PDR instead.
Well, he did do PDR. That's PDR. That's paintless dent repair. No, those PDR guys, you never look at them after we get the dents done. You ought to look around. They drill holes.
Well, no, but if it's truly just paintless, then they don't drill any holes.
Okay.
They have their little... It's like a glue pull, basically.
Oh, the suction cup?
Yes, yeah. They have a glue pull, and they'll pull them out.
Okay.
But these probably weren't... Their dents are too big to
They're
be able to do that.
They're pushing dents with tools. Yeah. Frame damage, structural damage.
Oh.
So it reads on the Carfax like it got hit by an Amtrak train.
Oh, man.
And I was like, man, this thing's going to bring, like, you know, 40 grand. He's like, I know. So remember that when we're sending cars to Mannheim.
Yes.
Because they're not going to work with us, and they're tough. Dude, that scared that story made me angry.
Man, it does. Well, that's actually good to know, because when we do have something like that, hey, don't drill.
Just because it has paintless dent repair doesn't mean it's a bad car. Doesn't mean it's worthless.
No.
All these cars were metal in the beginning, boys and girls. They were molten lava, and they framed them up and CNC machined and cut and welded and, I mean. You know, it's. I understand rebuilt cars, and I understand real bad hit cars.
Mm-hmm.
But what really gets my goat is the bumper paint from a parking lot scratch that gets hit on Carfax's accident history. There's a company coming out to straighten this out. It's called, what's it called?
True Frame.
Yeah, they want to start advertising on the show. And I said, hang on. You know, get your system locked down. But kind of like credit repair. They're going to start repairing Carfaxes and contesting Carfax and cleaning up Carfax.
Finally.
Because if you have a bad Carfax on your car, and we have it all the time with individuals,
mm-hmm.
and they have a stupid damage that was $500, and now it's got accident history on the Carfax. It should say very minor damage,
mm-hmm.
but it just says accident history. Dude, that blows that car. I mean, it wrecks them out 20%. And it's not fair, and it's wrong, and Carfax needs to change their practices, and they need pressure to do it. And I'm surprised they hadn't had a class action lawsuit against them yet, because they've cost individuals gazillions of dollars, and they're charging everybody to do that. So anyway, 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-RADIO. Carfax has become the FICO score of the world, the credit reporting agency of cars. And that's all fine, and it needed to happen, but at least get it right. And when you don't have it right, open your mind up to try to get it right. They need to get their asses sued off so that they straighten up and quit Gestapoing people around. Because if you've tried to deal with them and get something off your car that you know is right, and they're like, nope, it's tough. And you get lost in the eternal hold and emails, and they don't care. They don't care, man. They're not down for the little guy. They're just making that money, counting that profit. We'll be right back.
God touch is gonna make it through the night.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolfe Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolfe Show.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody. If it takes all night.
We need some drops from the Big Lebowski. I hate the Eagles, man. Do you remember that?
That's right. He got
hates the Eagles. Turn that off. I hate the Eagles. It's funny.
Burnt out by it.
Just overplayed. Agreed. This is the most overplayed band of all time, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's
I still
nice
love
to revisit.
It.
Yeah.
Oh no, I love it. I still don't. The long run. I'm surprised I liked them so much when I was a kid. I'm thinking back. High school. I mean, this band lasted with me from 5 years old till now. Eagles Greatest Hits number one, Eagles Greatest Hits number two is always in my car. And when I'd lose the CD or whatever, you know, you go to the music store, what do I get? If I'd lost, scratched, screwed up one of those, I always replaced it. It was just a mainstay. Meat and potatoes. Glenn Frey's gone. Kyle, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Look, the Big Lebowski, man, I'm all about that. You can call me the dude.
The dude is on line one.
He's got a white Russian in his hand right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Look, I have a 2013 F-150 with about 27,000 miles. It's EcoBoost, four-wheel drive. I'm in the South. Things are a little bit different with the oil prices, so I'm trying to prepare myself.
Is it a leather or cloth rig?
Cloth.
So it's a six banger four wheel drive Eco Boost. Which
four doors?
FX4 or just an XLT?
XLT.
Okay. How many?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. So I know I have four wheel drive because I pull people out of the ditch all the time.
All right. It's a mid-20s truck with those miles on it.
It's 27,343.3 as I'm talking to you right now. It'll be a little bit more later.
I forget what displacement size the EcoBoost is. Is that a 3.5? Or do you know on the liters?
I can, you know, if I wasn't driving, I'd pull out my my sheet in the glove compartment and I'd tell you.
I'll give $25,000 for it.
Okay, well, that's not going to help me out very much. I appreciate
it. You got a payoff. What city are you calling out of?
I don't have a payoff. I mean, I bought it. I bought it 2 years ago, and I paid $46,000 for it.
And it's cloth?
Yes.
Huh. Does it have navigation or sunroof or FX4 or, I mean, FX2 or...
No, it does. I don't know what FX4 and FX2 means, but I don't have navigation. I don't have any of that stuff.
What city are you in?
Louisiana.
Well, that's a state. What city?
Yep, Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Yeehaw!
How bad are the layoffs in South Louisiana with the oil crisis? Is it a got everybody in
shock. Pretty intense. You know, I'm not concerned about it right now myself, but, you know, you try to weather the storm.
Yeah, you got to prepare for it. And I agree with you. I mean, oil in the 20s. I know it went to the mid-20s last week, and then it popped up to 33, I think, is where it closed out on Friday. But a lot of these, watched these dips, they you know, it drops 10 points or 5 points, and then it nudges back up. And then it drops again, and it nudges back. All the way down, there's a spike and then another decline, and then a spike and another decline. Are we at the bottom at 27, $27 a barrel. God, you'd think so. But I really thought we were at the bottom in the 30s, too.
Right, I understand that. But, look, you offered me $25,000 for the vehicle. And, you know, so did I get, like, massively screwed?
Yeah, you got massacred. I didn't want to say that. And I don't want to say the dealership that did it. But, yeah, I mean, something. Did you have a trade-in that had negative equity? Or was there something weird in this deal?
I tried to trade in. I had a 2000 Tundra, and they tried to give me like $500, so I held on to it and sold it on Craigslist for $3,700.
Right.
And because it was a good truck, I mean, I take care of my stuff based off of the...
That tells you, that answers your question, right? So that shows you who you were dealing with. You took something that they hit you at 5 for, and you turned it into 35. And if you take the percentage spread on that, they're like T-bar coffee drive-thrus, wearing bikinis or just pasties. We need some of that done in Texas. Or since we're like so close to Mexico and we're all half Mexican, maybe breakfast burritos, like a breakfast burrito hut with naked chicks in it. Would they need to be naked?
But does the coffee drinker, do you think that's a popular thing for the coffee drinker?
They're all over Washington. Look it up. I read a story on it. I was very surprised, too.
I just don't see the type that drinks coffee to would want that.
I mean, I drink coffee.
Well, yeah, but you
I'd
mean...
I'd be fine, but I'm a little abnormal. Or am I? Am I really abnormal, or is everybody else just faking it? 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Bob, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I am good. I am good. Tell me about it.
Great. Love your show. Just keep it up. You guys are just extremely entertaining.
Thank you. We try. If they just don't...
I have a question about mileage. Way back when, a number of years ago, I sold a BMW and it had about 95,000 miles. I wound up trading it in. And the guy told me that if I would have had 90K or less, it would have kind of fit into a different classification, and they would have given me probably a little bit more for the trade.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two cars. My wife's car is a 2011 Honda Pilot Touring with 83,700 miles. And I have another one of those Audi A4s premiums,
mm-hmm.
And that's got about 78,000 miles. So it's kind of creeping up towards that 90,000. I'm just wondering, is there any truth to that?
No doubt. All the truth in the world. Fire? Yes, yes, and yes. And okay. Unfortunately, in my I started in this business 20 years ago, and the hit, mm-hmm. the car changed colors in our minds when it crossed 60. And now... Now that line is 80. So a new car dealer will still buy... I sell to dealerships, right? And a new car dealer will still buy a 70,000-mile domestic car from me for their inventory. Not so much an 80,000-mile one. So that 80,000-mile hard out is it used to be 60, but the cars have improved. They last longer. And the Hondas, right. in certification, I don't know where Honda draws the line on certification. So Honda will say, the dealer looks at it, can I certify this car? Because if they can, they'll give Honda $1,000 for the certification, but the package. But they get extended terms, they can get extended financing, they can relight the factory warranty, which is a whole different ball of wax and makes the customer real happy. Right. Makes the car worth more, right. Bottom line. So the Audi, definitely sell it if you're in the market before it hits 80. And the Pilot, you're there on both of them. You need to, I mean, if you're ready to go, I would go now on both of them. The 100,000-mile mark is a real is indeed a real mark. So whenever the dealership trades for all these cars, they make a wholesale or retail decision. Are we going to keep this product, this trade in, for the public to and put our name on it and have to stand behind it? Or are we going to wholesale it to John and let him go do what he does and sell it to some Joe Bob's note dealer down on, you know, the bad part of town? And that's the mark that you're really talking about. The cars will bring more if they're going to keep them for retail.
Got it.
And, and that's where you are.
Sure. I think the I bought the Audi. It was a CPO. mm-hmm. Certified pre-owned, and the Pilot, I think, has a warranty up to 100K. So, again, we're going to be going to the auto show next week here in Houston, mm-hmm. and we're going to be looking at things, but I kind of wanted to get your take on that barrier, if it does indeed exist.
Let me look at this Pilot real quick. It's an 11 Pilot four-wheel drive or two?
11 Pilot Touring.
Touring.
Two-wheel drive. That's the only thing that it doesn't have. It's the Touring, which is the upgraded. It's got leather seats, sunroof, navigation, backup camera, the whole nine.
Let me give you an example. I'm looking at auction results around the country right now. You've got a 70,000-mile one that sold in Dallas for $19,300. You've got a, and remember, these cars, some have navs, some don't. So that then you have a 75,000-mile one that sold in Southern California for $21,000. Then you've got a 78,000-mile one that sold in Southern California for $16,250. That's a big, big, big swing. So two things. It's getting up towards that 80 number, and that I'm going to guess the Southern California car, the second one, didn't have as much equipment or maybe had some damage on it. Then we go to – so our average on that data set there is roughly 19 grand. Then we go to 91,000 miles, and there's one in Georgia that brought 18,300. And you go to 113,000 miles, and there's one in North Carolina that brought 15 grand. So it's just heading off a cliff once it crossed 90. So –
once it crosses 90.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And once it crosses 90, it farts and falls, and then once it crosses 100, it throws up on itself. The market does, you know. Okay. Thanks, man. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. S found in cars this week. Found in cars. If you go to John Clay Wolf Show, just put in on your Facebook thing, John Clay Wolf Show, and hit like. We have our S found in cars, which is this week. What it is all the cars that come and go. Stuff Turley finds things in the under the seat, in the glove box, in the trunk, and he pulls them out and shows me the option. What he found in the customer's car, and says, "Guess which car this came out of." And typically, I'm right. But the past few weeks, we've been doing it on our Facebook site. So John Clay Wolf Show on Facebook. And this week, what's it say? It's just a sticker on a car, and it says, guess what kind of car this... Oh, fresh as F.
Mm-hmm.
And F with a four-letter word.
This is on the front of the windshield, mind you.
On the front of the windshield, mm-hmm. by the windshield wipers. And it's a sticker that says, fresh as F. And his options on what kind of car this is, did it come out of an 08 Escalade, an 08 Cobalt, or an 08 Cadillac CTS? So, I am looking at this picture, Dr. Turley, mm-hmm. your fresh as F picture. I can't believe that's on the front windshield.
Yeah, that's on the front windshield.
I'm looking at the windshield wiper, and I'm looking at the seats. And the seats are leather, mm-hmm. and Cobalts typically don't have leather seats. However, the windshield wipers look pretty blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think the Escalade windshield wiper would be a little prettier than that. And then that middle piece in the dash, I don't recognize from an Escalade, so I'm going to go with 08 Cadillac CTS.
Damn it, John, you're right again.
Okay.
I'll be damned. I tried to make it as hard as possible with the photo.
Yeah.
And let me show you the photo of the vehicle it was on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's
and look at the paint job on that.
Did we buy that car?
No, it wasn't.
Good.
Yeah.
You
were about to say.
That car has a matte black finish.
Yes, a Cadillac CTS with a matte black. Now,
and it is fresh as F.
Yes, it is fresh as F, but it's not just a matte black that, you know, you put the paint on there and kind of stuff.
Is it rhino lined?
No, it's...
just Krylon?
They primered it.
Uh-huh.
But look at how they kind of missed some spots, and you can see.
This is just an absolute ghetto,
yes.
high as hell on the chronic.
Oh, yeah. But it's fresh.
It's fresh.
It's fresh as F, John.
I'd like to... I think a better contest would be guess how many miles are on this car.
I could tell you.
Okay,
you
I'm going to guess. Okay, right. Don't tell me. So you do know the answer?
Oh, yeah, I do know the answer.
What year was it? Oh, what?
08.
I don't think that was an 08. Let me see again. You're pretty certain?
Yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
Dude, that's not a CTS. That's a DTS.
Is it a CTS?
That's a DTS.
Okay, I got my DTs and CTs messed up.
Okay. This car... for someone to emasculate and rape a car like this to this level, it had to be cheap. And they didn't have a lot of investment in this car. So I mean, the number in my head's 170, but if it had 170,000 miles on it, then it wouldn't have made it to the dealership. A Cadillac DTS with 170,000 miles on it's not even going to drive down the road. But it still had high miles because it had to be cheap enough for those hood rats to do this to it. So I'm going to go with 140.
No, it said 101 on the windshield on it.
Then I would pull the VIN number and see if it had a salvage rebuilt title. Because that car was low cost. They did not have much investment in this car to do that to it.
It wasn't, the interior wasn't that bad. I thought it would be all trashed out and everything, but it was not bad. It just, I mean, the exterior was...
For you and your homeboy to grab Krylon and do that to a car, you gotta, it's got to be a $500 sled to them. But 101 on that, I mean, that's... Without the F is F paint job, I mean, that's a $7,000 rig. Not seven, but five.
Yeah, I'll say maybe five.
And for them to do that to it, they shouldn't have more than $2,500 in it. And if you do the algebra on that, that means it's a 150,000-mile nothing car.
But some people do dumb things to cars that are good.
Some people are just stupid, aren't they?
Yes.
800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Dale, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, good. Oh, a 14 vet with 18. This is going to sound stupid because I should know the answer, but what? That was 14. The 14 was the first year of the new body, right?
The new body, yeah.
Okay.
C51, fully loaded. It's manual transmission. It's red with chrome wheels. Got red leather interior. Sharp looking car. I've only drove it, like I said, 1,850 miles. So
convertible or hardtop?
Brand new. Convertible.
Stick or automatic?
Stick.
It is a stick. Damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
That, just FYI, convertibles and vets sell a lot better in autos. Because the guy that buys them, I'm not talking about you, but everybody else but you, a lot of times in the back of their mind, they think of their, a guy, you're 55 years old or you're 60 years old. How old are you, Dale?
62.
Okay. Well, see, the perfect woman for you, and that's what drives the world, right, is sex. And the opportunity to possibly have sex in the future. So let's take 62 divided by 2 is a woman half your age plus 7. That's my math on the perfect woman for you, Dale. And she would be 38 years old. And assuming you're not married or you are married and whatever your personal, I'm just using you as an example because you have the car. You've got an idea to hunt this 38-year-old woman with this car and take her to dinner a few times, and then you may start driving your Tahoe again and put her in this car at a later date. And then once you put her in this car, then you know you've got it on tap. Whenever you need to go there for it, it's there. I mean, it's yours. You've claimed it. You've ear tagged her. And she's not gonna want to drive a stick. That's where I'm coming from, Dale.
Oh, my wife drives it.
Okay. But there's a lot...
My wife drives it.
I know she can, but not everybody... You're special, Dale. I'm just giving you the reason why, broad strokes, why Corvette convertibles bring more in automatics than in sticks. Mm-hmm. Not saying it applies to you. All right. We got a chrome wheel. Does it factory navigation?
Yeah.
Vet convertible, clean Carfax, no miles, but it's a hog leg. Let me look. I want to pull up an MMR on this thing real quick. I've got a number in my head, but I want to double check myself. Chevrolet Corvette. And I will say that is the best car that Americans have created. Maybe ever.
I would agree.
Maybe ever. I mean, it's hard to say ever because you'd have all these classic guys start screaming up and down.
Boy, but, you know what?
I mean, dude, that car is something else. It is something else. So is it a 1LT, a 2LT, or a 3LT on the Z51?
3LT.
So it's the big mama. It's the high sticker price car with no miles. Damn. Transmission 7-speed. You know, $50,000 is the number that's coming to my gut. Does that sound right?
It's a little low for what I was wanting to do.
Have you had it appraised anywhere?
No, I haven't.
All right. I know I'll give 50. What will you take for it?
I was pushing closer to 60 is what I was looking
for. Damn! That would be full-blown retail. Full-blown retail, and I'm not saying you can't get it. I can't give that and make right. it, I can't give that and make a dollar, but I'm a 50-52 guy.
Okay.
Maybe 53. But if you could take 53 for it, then go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN number in, push a couple of pictures, and say, I'll take 53 for it. John was 50 on the air. I'll take 53 for it. He said that'd be his tops. And it's red, okay. red. I like the red. I like so many things you're telling
me. Oh, it's sharp, man. I mean, there's not too many reds around. The dealership told me that, man, it's just an awesome look, and it is.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go 54. So if you would, if you want a clean deal where you've got hard money check, a guy that shows up at your door just to hand you the check and you give him the title and the keys and you don't have to jack with anything, that's me. And that comes from givemethevin.com. Put the information in there and we'll buy the car for mid-50s.
All right, John. Appreciate it.
Thank
nice
you.
Talking with you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I was saying you brought up an interesting little topic there. Best American car ever, right?
Yeah.
So I just happened to do a quick search to see if there's a list out there. Ask Men, everybody knows that magazine, right?
Sure.
They have one out. And here's a quick top 10, okay? Number 10, the Ford Thunderbird.
The old one?
Yeah, I mean, then they
made
it.
Great looking rig.
2002 to 2005. It still has its value.
Ask you this first. Yeah. What is the newest model on this list?
I'm going through it right now. Okay. So we're doing this live.
Just fire them
off.
All right.
Number 9, the Chrysler Prowler.
Yeah, that was a 99 to 03 rig, I think. Okay.
It still holds its value up too, right?
Looks like something out of Happy Days. It's a cool rig.
Number 8, Pontiac Firebird.
The old one?
Yeah.
The GTO World?
Yeah.
The
67
late 60s.
To 02?
Yeah. Okay.
Number 7, the Mercury Elite. Or 8, I mean. Mercury 8? I don't know why that's even.
That's
on this
a Christine
list.
Car, yeah. an old movie. Yeah. That's old stuff. I'm too young for that. I don't care. Okay.
Number 6, the Saline S7.
Yeah, that's a cool car. That's a supercar, center seat. That's I don't know what they cost. Half a million, 200,000, something crazy. Yeah, the Saline. I sat next to the owner of Saline at Barrett Jackson about 10 years ago, and they were selling the first one off, or maybe it was 13 years ago. Cool rig.
Okay. Top 10 American cars ever, right? Number 5, Cadillac Eldorado Convertible.
Does it have the wings on the back?
Yes, it does.
That is the rig. Now, I'm going to go with that car with the vet.
All right.
I made the comment a minute ago about the vet being the best. That one's right up there. That is a son of a bitch. That is the rig. The Eldo Convertible with the fins.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard to beat that rig. Okay.
They made it all the way up to 76. There was a little gap there from 66, 71. All right, number 4. The Tri-5 Chevrolets.
Oh, the 57s.
57s, yeah. 55, 57.
It's all cool.
Those are nice. Yeah, those are really cool.
I'm not knocking it.
No. Number 3, the Dodge Viper.
You know, if you like riding a motorcycle without a helmet on and getting bugs in your teeth and smelling like exhaust when you get off. And
it's not a comfortable ride. No.
No, it's a race car.
Yep. All right, number 2.
Yeah.
Ford Mustang.
So they're being generic. They're being general. They're not giving you year models.
Well, it's 64
to present.
Which
one's the best?
No, but it's
I'm
just
saying
in
the
general.
2014 body style and the vet is the best car.
Okay. Ever. Well, they're just saying that type of make.
Okay.
Because that's, and I think that's kind of
a fastback Shelby 70 whatever is a 69. Yeah, that's pretty damn cool. All right.
And then guess number 1.
Corvette.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chevy Corvette 653 to present. So just the general brand, the Corvette.
Yes.
Itself. Number 1, and that's according to Ass Magazine, and that's what you said.
Ask? Oh, I thought
ask.
You were looking at porn again. Ask Men?
Yes. Ask Men.
I said Corvette. Yes, I agree. But the best, the new body Corvette is Ferrari-ish feel in technology. It's unbelievable.
That's the best one they've ever made?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Have you driven one?
No,
we've had them,
but I didn't get
I
to drive
it.
I've
never even sat in them. I've never driven one either.
I sat in it just to see, and it's really cool. It
I stuck my head in there, and I was like, I'm done. I knew. It was unbelievable.
You knew you wanted to buy it?
Well, I already bought it.
Well, no, but I mean, buy it for yourself.
Yeah. I don't drive the cars I get. The cars I buy that are super cool, I mean, Turley can attest. Mm-hmm. How many of them do you see me drive?
None.
Right.
Zero?
Because I don't want to fall in love. I mean, you don't see me hanging out at the topless joints either.
Nope.
And I don't want to fall in love, and I don't want to wind up saying, oh, I'm going to keep it and lose $5,000 on it because I want to keep it for 3 months. So I just don't even look at them. I just look at them as dollar bills and do my thing with them. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. That's what guys are always when I'm buying cars. Come driving. I'm like, I'm not driving anything. I don't drive the cars I have. I mean, it's 24 grand. But do you need the keys? No, I don't need the damn keys. Is 24 buy it? No, bro. That's retail-ish mentality when they start trying to sell me. Come drive it. I mean, everybody wants you to drive it because they want you to fall in love with it. They want you to pay their price. That's fine. You know, everybody needs a good salesman. But I won't be in business very long if I start using emotion. I got to stick to – I got to fly by the numbers and use a little bit of gut. Okay, we'll be right back. My name is John Clay Wolf. It is 11:25 right here, Texas time. We'll be right back.